Yeah. It's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is. Live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo. Let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Look, drop back and scratch and I'll put these niggas tapin'. Fuck at me, nigga, I'll put you on the payment. Four nephews that I barely even play with, so you niggas can act fair and I'll make off a reservation. Fuck these boys and I ain't talking fornication. I turn some faces to a canvas, I'll paint it. Blood on me, nigga, I got blood all on my braces. Fuck it, you cut me a check and we can't handle conversation. Niggas keep thinking that it's sweet, but where the tea at? 16 ain't even worth a bean, but where my green at? Niggas been nuts and I can smell them like they pecans. Twisting up my words, all the scrambling like B.A.s. Fuck these bitches, I ain't got no time feeling. I just put the money in the music and the sticky. But you pussy boys is timid. I'm a godparent, spoil my youngin' like Timmy. Fat head nigga, like my dick is fat like Biggie. And these bitches wanna lick it like the ice cream with the Jimmy. How you jumping off and you ain't even got a buzz yet? You playing the victim, so I guess that I'm the suspect. Fix on me, nigga, I'll beat you like a drum set. Rip you up and lay you on your steps like your broad neck. Say calm down, no, it ain't none of that I'm snapping. Fuck with T and never breathe again, that's Tony Braxton. Been black ops, but you niggas think I haven't. And I've been the third wing, call up rapper nigga, act. Can't call Seiko cause he's busy with a face. But if you heard opinions, you can shut yours up and save them. Like the leftover container. Noodle, you need a strainer, cause you do stuff like some raid. And nigga, I've been together. Fuck me, but my hoe's still hot like Fader. She say she gon' cut me, I draw, leave a taper. I can't be a rock, no scissors, bitch, paper. That's the only thing I'm chasing till I gotta buy a placement. Young nigga draw, no Steve, baby mama. She been down since high school and she fucking if I call it. Peanut butter John, treat her like George Carver. I just need you for the nut, then I'm sorry, can't be bothered. Three hoes get auctioned, so cheap, that's Bobby. Deuce on the West, nigga, my nigga L run doggy. You talking about this trap shit, she done did it, bitch, you stop. Talking about this rap shit, then spit, nigga, stop stalling. Get sick, I get nauseous, lose before I forfeit. I'll be down on my last breath and kill you with the words I'm coughing. Pillowcase, you soft, bitch, you won't win, you lost, bitch. She thawed at me, it's caught, bitch, better keep her, better guard, bitch. No heat on, still hot shit, I'm rolling candles, I'm kind of lit. Show flowing shit, my saliva rich, and I'm in the pussy gynecologist. I'm like the hawk. I'm about to rip, niggas can't stop my shit, forgot the piss. You niggas dick eating, stop swallowing this. Yeah, I've been a female, but I'm not a bitch. I'll turn your archive to a positive dish. Sitting here, your bitch, give me the fork like demolish.
Big shout out to Taste Miles, man. That was that new work she got, was called Splash Light Reloaded, motherfucker. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. It's that straight out of Camden radio show, man. What's up with y'all? Light skin, they get diplomatic in the building. What's good?
What's good with it, man? Happy Sunday to everybody. Everybody went to church and shit like that. I had me a scrimmage today. You know what I'm saying? I lost 4-2, but I mean, it was just a scrimmage.
Sounds like it was a good game, though.
Yeah, I mean, way to see me capitalize on mistakes, you know. Loss is always a good thing to me. You see, I mean, capitalize on everything you did wrong and shit like that. But did you know this 856 straight out of Camden, man? It's your boy Knock the God.
The God. Team Promos versus Team Knock in the building, man. That's how we coming. We're going to make shirts for everybody. Just choose a side. Or y'all can choose both, man. It don't matter to us. We just trying to get a little cool line together, man. Help the world and our city, know what I mean, spread out and show our 856 love. That's all, man. That's all we trying to do.
Yeah, you rubbing for both of us. You might as well put Team 856, man.
Yeah.
Put Team 856. That means you rocking with everybody. But I mean, if you're going to choose a side, Team Knock, you know, or Team Promatic, man. It's going on a shirt, man. So you already know. I mean, pick a side, pick both, man. Got you, man. Let's go.
Really don't matter to us, but yo, big shout out to Cam DeHaan for making it to the States. I heard they lost. I actually don't know what the current the score was. Do you know who they was playing, bro? I know they was playing the North Jersey squad, right? Yeah. Well, I'm big shout out to them. They made it as far as hell. They make it to the States like every damn year, man. Don't worry. One of these years, y'all definitely going to make it and win the whole thing. But big shout out to y'all. I know y'all lost by, what, a couple points. Free throws. Y'all missed like 10 free throws in the last quarter or some shit like that. Just got to get that together. I promise y'all going to make it all the way, man. Big shout out to Cam DeHaan, Cam the Love, 856, man. Big shout out to y'all.
Yeah, what I mean, what I don't like is everybody. I mean, who Cam and I are going to the States. We gonna go support them. Like they do their thing. You say that every year. Then when they lose, be like, oh y'all some fucking bums. How y'all lose? I blame it on such and such. Like you can't do that, man. How you gonna make somebody feel bad about what they did? They already feel bad that they lost, and they probably do feel like it's their fault. But when you could just clash down like that from. You getting on a fan bus or you driving an hour and a half to go see them play, and then when they lose, you just want to crash down on them like, that's messed up, man. You're supposed to be like, you mean, you made it this far, you feel me? Like, a lot of teams ain't make it this far, you feel me? Like, a lot of people in Canada ain't even make it that far when they play sports and shit like that. So they ain't the one to judge, but, yo, motherfucker, they come down hard. Like, y'all bums, y'all missed 10 free throws, how you do that? Oh, such and such missed the layup, he weak. Like, how? I mean, people miss shots, man. I mean, I ain't going to say, like, you feel me, it's good to miss 10 free throws or it's good to miss a layup, but shit happens, man. Like, they was under pressure. They probably, you know what I mean, never been under pressure like that before. They probably just, I don't know, man. I think it's a curse on Camden, bro.
Well,
as far as sports, we in the past, I would say 10 years.
Well, WAG didn't take the high to the, well, 10 years would be 2004 to, well,
yeah.
2005 to now.
2005
so,
to now. So, I mean, past. The past 10 years, I would say, or I mean, it could be less than that, but like when I was coming up, my last years of middle school, coming into high school, like I grew up around the people that played the sports. Like I know what we could, what we capable of and stuff like that, and like we done made it far in these past years, and we got to that point, and it was just like. What the fuck? Like, how you playing like you wasn't supposed to be here? Like, it, I don't know. It's just crazy how we get there and then it's just like, doom. Like,
yeah.
Like,
just shut down.
Like, you don't know what the fuck just happened. Like, we don't want it no more. Like, and that wasn't just this year. It was last year, the year before. With Cam DeHaan and Wilson. Like, it was just crazy, man. We're going to get it. We definitely going to get it one of these years, man. Let's go.
Yo, man, we made it so far. And I believe making it to the States is big. Still big shout-out to y'all guys. Y'all still turned it up, man. Did it for our city. I still give it to y'all. Big shout-out to Cam DeHaan High School. I know y'all down right now. I know some of y'all is crying. I know some of y'all upset. Just take your time. Go smoke some weed. Get a little... Probably go get a drink, too. Relax, you know what I mean, it's always next year, and to the seniors, man, big shout out to the seniors, head of college, do y'all thing, you know what I mean, I know this loss is like, damn, but at the same time, just look at all the success y'all made, y'all had more accomplishments than failures, man, so you already know it's 856 Entertainment, man, we about to play the number 6 song, my boy Cordaz, featuring DJ Tony Styles, called Animal Intentions, you already know it's 856 Entertainment, man, let's get it.
Squad. Tell these niggas we don't do no credit, dawg. Straight paper to get ready. For all my niggas with you. Fucking cool cases, we be dumping new confusion.
chasing. Let's go.
12-12, burn them at the top, dog.
Out to my boy Cordoz. I hate saying his name. It's hard as hell. How you say it, bro? Cordoz?
I don't know. Cordoz, I guess.
Cordoz called Animal Intentions, man. Big shout out to him, though. He be giving me good ideas for the radio station as well. We got some good topics for you guys, but we wanted to say a question of the day is, before you pass on to the afterlife, a.k.a. when you die, what are three things that you want to accomplish? Now, if you want to call in and let us know your answer, call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. You got three things you think you want to accomplish, bro?
I mean, with three things I want to accomplish for I want to travel around the world. I mean, not to every single, but I at least want to, like, I've been here, I've been close to there, I've been there. I mean different states, you know, different, like, countries, stuff like that. I just want to, like, have a better job, like a career, to where though, like, I feel like I did accomplish something, and I don't have to, like, want for nothing. And another thing I want to accomplish. I can't really think of nothing. I mean, keep my family safe and happy.
Dig it. Shit. If you want to tell us yours, call in at 347 989 8082. Again, 347-989-8082. Three things I definitely want to accomplish is definitely make a name for myself. I guess just finish what I got going on with school and actually, like, pursuing my career as in music, in the music industry. I don't care if I was going to be a promoter, be an A&R scout, or even a manager, and make this radio station pop, man. I just want to get this radio station, give more people hope. Another thing is to definitely be a good parent, be a good role model, be a good father to the children that I'm going to have in the future, if I do have some, can't speak for the future, and definitely be a good husband, man. I just want to be that person that everybody looks up to. Like, yeah, he's, you know, I know I ain't going to be Superman or Batman, but at least I'm going to be DJ. DJ did what he had to do. And, you know, next thing is, like, have my family together and move out of Camden, man. That's the big thing. I want to move out of Camden and say I am from Camden. I will never leave my hood. But at the same time, there's so much stuff out there that I want to explore and see and experience that I don't think Camden has all of that. I think Camden has enough to make me and push me forward and have that drive for me to go push forward. But I want to see a lot more than niggas getting shot or hood niggas sagging their pants or fat booty women and shit. You know what I mean? So much more out there. We can go to Brazil tomorrow and see some big old titties or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Or go to PR and speak a different language or something. Go to Cuba or go to Dominican Republic. We can do a lot of shit, man. I just want to explore. I want to just explore the world. So much shit out there in this world.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like Promo said, I mean, we'll never want to forget where we come from, forget the hood, but, I mean, we'll never forget and we'll always be from Camden, like, you know what I mean, mentally, you know what I'm saying, physically, who would give up the chance to move out the hood into, and I mean, a better place, a better area, you know what I'm saying, come through, see whoever, you know what I mean, here. You feel me? Like, chill out, cool out, and stuff like that. But if you got the opportunity, take it, man. That don't mean you changed or you a different person because you moved. You can't call you fake because you moved. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, I mean, better yourself, better your life. I mean, you're supposed to get wiser as you grow. I mean, that's all. Just get wiser, man. You shouldn't care what other people say because in the back of their man, they trying to get out their hood too. They just mad you did it first.
Yeah, that's true, man. And, like, somebody said on Facebook, I put it on Facebook, her name is Shantae Cordy. She said the three things that she want to accomplish is, like she want to accomplish her success. She want to find real love and pure happiness. And then I be sitting down sometimes and thinking, like, what are we here to live for? You know, what were we born? We living in this earth. What are we working for? A lot of people say money. Now, yeah, you work for money. But at the end of the day, what if you have all the money in the world? That don't mean you're going to be happy. All these rich people out here doing dumb stuff because, like, money ain't everything, man. And people going to tell you that every day. It's for it. And keep going on and telling you that because it's true. I'm working on my happiness. Now, if money's going to make me happy, then that's what I'm going to look forward to. If being a ladies' man is going to make me happy, then that's what I'm going to look forward to. If me working hard hours and hard nights just to provide for my family and myself keeps me happy, then I'm going to keep doing that. But at the end of the day, pure happiness is what I'm looking for, that, man. Pure happiness is what I'm working for all day.
I mean, I'm just here to... Man, y'all know what I'm here to say. Nah, I'm just here to learn, you know what I'm saying? Like if I fall, I want to know if I can get back up, you feel me? Be stronger when I get back up. I never want to fall, you know what I mean, give up, you feel me? As people say that they can't do something, you feel me? I don't want to be able to say I can't do that. I'm saying I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to learn life. I mean, how it feels to be successful, how it feels to love. You feel me? Never take steps back. I mean, if I have to, I'll take step backs just to take them forward. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you take a step back and you stay there, or as I mean, dwell on the past. I mean, and make it that fuck up the rest of your life. I don't think that's a good look. So I'm just here to learn. Like, I don't, me personally, my whole objective is to just learn and grow. Like, I mean, just keep moving forward. I'm saying I'm not rushing into anything. You feel me? I'm just trying to take my time and learn life. You feel me? Because it's a lot of things out there, and like a lot of people, like, do say money or sports. Like, they say, like, why are you not playing football no more? Like, I mean, yeah, the NFL players get good money. It's a good sport. Like, don't get me wrong, I love football to death, but it's a million ways to be successful and be happy. It's not just all about sports or rapping. You feel me? You got people who are really, like, I mean, contractors, welders, you know, even behind the music, like managers. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. Doctors. It's a lot of stuff out here that you could do. Feel me? Just because I grew up in the hood and I played football all my life, that don't mean I was born to be a football player. Some people switch up careers. It happens. But so I'm just here to grow, man. That's the meaning of my life, is just here to grow and to learn. Just learn about life before I go. You never know what could happen. I mean,
yeah, it's a lot, man. And I mean, just everybody that's listening right now, just sit right now and think what are the three things you want to accomplish. And if you want to tell us, you can call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. And definitely, if you guys got any ideas about the shirts and stuff, that how y'all want to be made. I know a lot of people say they want a V-necks, which we definitely going to make V-necks this year. I know some of y'all want some fake-ass, whack-ass tattoos that y'all got on y'all body. I don't have no problem with it as long as you buy the $15 V-neck. You know what I mean? I don't care how many tattoos you're trying to show. So big shout-out to that. We definitely going to get the clothing line going on. I may team up with a couple people just to help me out, you know, because it's hard to do everything yourself. And me and not, you know what I mean? It's hard to just do everything ourselves and shit. So just got to work on that and just try to get our clothing line together. And then, like I said, don't worry. The parties will come along. That's just going to take some time. We're just trying to get everything together, trying to get this radio show on and motherfucking popping. But who saw that Damon Dash interview that he had with the Breakfast Club? It was very, very good. I kind of learned a couple of things from him, man. What you think about the interview, though, bro?
Oh, the interview was kind of crazy, man. I definitely seen, like, where he was coming from and things like that. But, I mean, some people, well, I can't say that. Like, some people are unfortunate because you definitely are in control of your own life. But I'm saying, like, all honesty, bro, I can't even, like, try to argue with the man. Like, he made complete and total sense. Like, he made a lot of sense right there. You know what I mean? Even though he was more so on the rules, he ain't let nobody get their point across. Right. But the way when it was all said and done, he made sense.
Right. I think he did too. I mean, he said a lot. He was talking about how people that work 9-to-5s are lazy people because they don't want to invest their money or their time in anything. And I could see that. I understand where he was coming from with that. The way he said it was kind of a little messed up. But at the end of the day, he kind of said, you know, some correct things and said it. Like, we are lazy, man. This generation is lazy, bro. We always procrastinating. We don't want to get things done. And I'm speaking for myself, too. I procrastinate on so much, man. And, like, we can do so much better, yo. And, you know what I mean? Let nobody shut us down. This social network site, yo, is kind of killing people right now. Because now, if you look at Instagram and you see everybody else, like, turning up, and y'all be like, damn, I want to be like that, but be honest, you got work to be like that. Instead, you just look on Instagram every day, looking at their page, dreaming about it. Get your ass up and get something done so you can be something like that, you know? And then you got people trying to, like, bring you down. And I don't let nobody bring me down, man. Sometimes I may feel like, ah, shit. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I'm just work harder. You know what I mean? Any negative thoughts or comments that I have, I just want to bring that forward. And Damon Dash, man, he a real dude. He from Harlem and shit, you know what I mean? That's what he keeps saying. He from Harlem. It's Harlem with some real niggas, but I don't care all about that, man. Damon Dash really had a good interview with them. He was killing DJ Envy. He was punking Charlamagne Tha God, calling him a chatty patty and shit. So big shout-out to Damon Dash in that interview. I kind of learned a lot from that.
He definitely went in, man. I definitely seen where he was coming from. I was agreeing with him like, damn, he definitely making sense. You know what I'm saying? But It made total sense, man. I can't really, or I don't have too much to say, but if you listen to it, you understand. Like, you just be like, yo, this is an arrogant motherfucker, but he know exactly what he's talking about, man. He made sense. I mean, he even broke it down to people. Like, you feel me? If you can't wake up one day with your kid or something and be like, and he be like, yo, I want work. And if you can't just get up like, all right, come on, whatever. You feel me? Like, that shit crazy. If you could just wake up and just put your whole family on, like, just like that. I mean, that do take a lot of hard work, man, and dedication. So I definitely see where he was coming from with that. So, I mean, Dame Dash was speaking that shit. Just go listen to it, man. I'm pretty sure if you just put Dame Dash, that shit went viral like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if you put Dame Dash, that's going to be the first thing you put up. But just put Breakfast Club interview 2015. That's the one right there.
It was good, man. But we about to go to the number 5 songs called Truffle Butter by my boy Doc, a.k.a. Kevin Pratt. He is beefing right now with Young Papa. And that right there is going to be a good rap battle, man. Can't wait to tune that in. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Follow us on Twitter at 856_ENT. Let's get it.
Why the hell you get this hot? I know you're Stevie Wonder. She said she ain't with the tag alongs unless it's even numbers. Yes, Lord, I love the freaks, but where they at, huh? We gon' take this in the back, huh? I see you flossing, there's no need to be frontin'. Just lay down in that coffin and I'ma kill you from the back, huh? Cause bitch, a cane is a big risk. That shit ain't easy with a stiff wrist. You know what they say about when your palms itch. Niggas on the corner just to get rich. A die try. You a Leo, boy, you must be lying. Oh, that's a squad, boy, they never riding. Well, you niggas ain't prepared to shoot if you was skydiving. Don't compare me, dog, I'm different from everybody. So stop coming at me, boy, I know you sick of trying. And I know you expecting to have some beers for you. Never kill for a nigga who wouldn't kill for you.
What you say, huh? What you say, what you say, huh? What you say, what you say, huh? Real niggas all day, what?
Strike, turn these niggas into mannequins. With a plan to win niggas hating because I'm damaging bars like a cellmate trying to escape in prison, man. Never come at me cause you'll definitely pay the price. You know the vice, you know the dice, and now you visiting the doc. Nigga, doctor, don't let them breathe. So I'm breaking down these niggas while they buckling their knees. God would help me, but he mad I spent. All in Nas gone in like Spike Lee. Repeat cool, God would help me, but he mad as a square. All in NY's garden like Spike Lee is. Unequal friendly niggas mad cause I'm the best. Started with Al Green like love and happiness. Guess not, but am I lyrics to trash you niggas about my problems? One multiply my distance like, what you say, nigga? Huh? What you say, nigga? What? I thought I was the best, but you niggas always talking at work. Get out of here.
What you say, huh? What you say, huh? What you say, huh? Real niggas all day, what?
Yo, big shout out to Doc, man, called Truffle Butter. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get into the top looks versus personality. Today, I put on Facebook, what would y'all rather have, looks or personality? Now, everybody and their mom said personality, but you had me and a few other people that said looks. Now, maybe it's both. I mean, I know some of us don't want to go out with Chewbacca's in this world, you know what I mean? So, I mean, whatever attracts you is different for what attracts me. So, I don't know. I mean, I look for more personality, though, long term. Now, just say if I wanted just to have a friendly date or something, I might just look at the look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, when I was coming up with this topic, I was more on a how was. Like, basically, yeah, long term. Like, what are you looking for first? Like, if you going for the approach look, then personality, or are you going like personality and looks? Because you can get a super bad bitch like, yo, I got this bad bitch, but you don't fuck with a personality like she always going out with her friends, like she barely texts you, answer your calls. I mean, she feels as though she can do what she want because she a bad bitch. You got to buy her all this stuff just to, you know what I mean, keep her around. But then you got this, you know what I mean, it's all right, bitch. She's like, oh, she all right. You feel me? And you mean your peoples are everybody. She all right. She look, you know what I mean, some people, like, get offended. People love to see, well, go off of what other people are saying. But then when you meet her, you be like, yo, she like real down to earth. She cool as shit. Like, she don't want nothing. You feel me? She just want me to be around.
Right.
Like, which one would you pick? Because you do have some people be like, yo, I'll go with that. I'll buy her that Gucci bag.
Yeah.
I'll do this and that for her to keep her around. She a bad bitch. Like, a lot of people going to hate on me.
Yeah.
And then you got some niggas like, man, okay, you can have her because she getting another, she got two Gucci bags from you and that other nigga.
Yeah, for me, Palmyra.
Definitely, motherfucker. Leather's going to fall off. But you got people who be like, yo, personality. I take the RB. You got some people who put with the ugly. I mean, well, I don't want to call you ugly, but, you know, people, I don't even know how to put this, man. We just going to keep it real blunt. They're real ugly people, and they go for them because their personality is beautiful. So that's when I was coming up with this topic, that's the approach I was looking for. What do you go for first, looks or personality?
Okay, look first? I don't know. That's a hard question. I mean, let's look at statistics, man. Let's look at the world statistics. All right, so looks versus personality. 67% of single American men and 86% of single American women will pick a person with a big and honest smile than somebody with great looks and a poor personality. Now, other factors that are taken into consideration when picking the right person, they consider the intelligence, the self-confidence, the optimistic attitude, and having the same hobbies and interests is very important to them as well. Now, that means 67% of men choose a woman with a good personality, right?
I've definitely been seeing that lately.
Yeah. So 86% of women choose a guy with a good personality. For women, that other, what is it, 14% of women choose looks. So somebody's lying that keeps saying personality all over. Some of y'all are looking at looks, and y'all just lying to me and not. Fuck, you mean?
Yeah, out of 100 women, let me see, 14 of y'all is lying.
I ain't got a lot of me. Just keep it real. Some of y'all do look at looks, and it's okay. I think it comes with age. It does, and it comes with experience as well. Because you look at us now, you see older people be like, they 30, 35 years old, dating somebody, you be like, what? You know what I mean? But then they'll tell you, like, I've been through that cute girl phase and this, that, to the third, and I don't want that no more. I just need somebody that's there for me, and her personality is great. Why not date her? You may become attracted to her after a while.
Okay, so I got a question. It's along the line of this. It's basically a fun little question. You know what I'm saying? I'll answer it too. But okay, let's say, you know, regular girl. I mean, well, every girl is regular. Everybody is regular. But, you know what I mean? A less attractive girl and a more attractive girl walk up to you. Like, I mean,
okay,
you both talk. You talking to them. I mean, not every day, but you just start talking to them the same day. And they, coincidentally, they friends. They find out that they talking to you. And they hit you like, yo, you got to pick one. But you don't know who got the best personality? Yeah, it just looks right now, and they just be like, "You got to pick one. You can't talk to both of us. That's my friend." Who you picking?
I'm picking the. I will pick and choose the better looking one. I had an incident like that, though.
I think most men would.
Yeah.
So whoever would call in and say some bullshit like they wouldn't, lying like a motherfucker.
Now, I did have an incident back in the summertime. I was, you know, talking to some girl and stuff. Her personality was great. She was a great person. But then her friend came along. Her friend was pretty as ever. You know what I mean? Like, wow. You know, long hair, brown skin, nice little butt. You're like, well, you can't miss this chance. Shit. Light skin, right? What happened? So I chose her friend over her and then stayed out and longs away. So I kind of learned my lesson with that. But at the same time, it won't happen every time, you know. So I chose looks before personality in that case. Sometimes looks don't work out. You got to definitely know the personality, man. You got to know what this girl like, how her attitude is, what she think is funny, what's her motive, what she's about. You know what I mean? Looks ain't everything. And that's coming from a 20-year-old about to turn 21 next month. Ooh, man, fuck you mean?
Turn up, man. We're about to be 2-1 in a month, man. But nah, well, with that situation, it's a sin for that. It's you lose them the same way you get them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, with me, I probably will go with the looks.
Okay.
And it's crazy because we could be in that situation. You know what I'm saying? We could be get picked over by like a dude who looks better than us, and you be like, damn, like
that happened to me plenty of times.
That's fucked up. And then they get treated bad and shit like me. But it's the same way. You be like, yo, and she probably a fucking gold digger and shit like that. But I mean, shit happens for a reason. Like you said, you grow. When you younger, all you hear is bad bitch this, bad bitch that, bad bitch this, bad bitch that. So it's like it's in your head now. Like, yo, this bad bitch right here want me. So you go get her. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing what comes with it. Like, not knowing her personality is shitty. Not knowing she a gold digger. You like, I done heard about bad bitches my whole life. I just need this one so I can feel a part of, like, the trend.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you be like, man, and then you look at the people who be like, I just fuck bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches, and you see their wives, and you be like, what the fuck? That ain't no bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, they out there. I mean, we could go on and on about this, but I believe if we do that, we're going to go off topic like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be looked until, I mean, people get older and wiser about it, start learning more.
And that's true. I mean, like I said, I go for both, man. If I'm not attracted to you, then it's really nothing that can happen. It's not my fault. It's just something I'm not attracted to you about. Now, some girls did leave me for kind of another guy. I'm like, girl, I got you a Gucci bag from Palmyra. Why would you want to leave me? What you mean? Fuck you mean, girl? That Gucci bag was like $30. Nice looking, just like a Gucci bag. And you left me for him. So, I mean, hey, some women nowadays just don't know what they want. Some guys like me don't know what I want. I'm just working and trying to figure it out. But as I get older, I'll let y'all know if I look through personality or looks. Because if you see something nice, you can't help but just to try to talk. You know what I mean? We saying forget personality. Personality is just like right now, whatever. But the looks, it's what it is. We're about to go on to number 4 song. We run things by my boy T. Sabotage. You already know T56 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Squat.
We run things, boy. We run things, man. We run things, yes. I'm with what the fuck, nigga, riding, I'm real, let's die together. If you with me and we dirty, this metal flies, whatever. Got yours, you got mine, so hard it became a crime. Militant minds, throw money in the bag at the same time. I remember being in, looking for shacks where all the bricks be. Word from Aki, heard about spots where the dope boys be. 19-3, moving in, and I got the Remington. Mean clutch on the handle, brandish and leave with everything. Brown dinner table, wax candles, razors and dope. Grinders coat, fell off the counter, nothing broke off the fucking cookie. They come back, Hall of Fame risk, not a fucking rookie. Almost got pissed out, feeling for 2 days of booking. If the coloring Oscar the Grinch, they don't pass it to me. And y'all sucker free, far from y'all, nah, ain't nothing good. You think stay in your lane. pain and let vibes keep you fully. Or you 100% like fuck this family and bring it to it.
We run teams, yeah. We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something will
run with. We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something
no runway.
We run teams, trying to keep up if you can. Lose your wind, like you drowning in the ocean with 20 miles to swim. Get abandoned like a shipwreck, just tech a fly. Y'all niggas too small, couldn't even magnify. Split the pie with my comrades equally, this how victory feels. Just like stilettos, gotta stay on my hill. I'm the future, so I stay current. No ocean waves, wanna battle, then it's curtains like a window with shades. Money on my mind, $100 bill dreaming. Got the rage like carry, using telekinesis. Use the mind for the weapon, cause my thinking is deadly. Got the world on my shoulder and it doesn't feel heavy. It's the things I'm ready used to. Who you, not me. Go and be yourself before there be another homie. Everybody copy what the fuck is the original. The fleet gon' sell like a certified criminal.
We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something don't
run with. We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something
don't run with.
I get it in no matter how tight the pussy is. You all lip, exactly where the pussy is. I run shit, and I'm holding a pound. So you could call me General Colin Powell. These dudes never been in the war. You know the time when you see the 3 minutes to four. Pointed at your face like I picked you out of lineup. You niggas boost mobile, I boost the fucking crime up. See, I remember when my funds was broke. That's when I went from weed and bats to guns and coke. And I still pushing nigga wig back. Matter of fact, I push a nigga wig forward. Fuck that. Who won't rumble with the king of the hill? You just a fresh prince, so I hope you're bringing your will. Cause I don't just kill niggas lyrically. Shit, I really fucking kill niggas literally.
We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something
run with.
Yeah.
We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something
no run with.
I done sold it all from coke, dope to weed,
bro.
Pills, shit, even room to breathe.
Yeah.
Rob niggas, got robbed. Shot at them, shot back.
Nigga, ain't no
get a bid and ain't snitch. This is not rap. Through it all, true story. I ain't got jack.
I ain't front,
difference
man.
Is what y'all talking, they are not facts.
Nah.
Get them out of here.
Fuck out.
Hit me loud and clear. If y'all niggas caught a body, it be out of fear.
Oops,
I ain't gotta shoot. But rock a lot of troops. And my shooters I never mention, cause they the proof. No face, no trace, only speculation. We in the streets for real, y'all recreation. Grown man shit, no jive talk. Mind yours before they find it on the sidewalk. And I ain't with black on black crime, but where I'm from, black on black crimes and it's crime. Throw tight like a pit when you aim for the throat. Far as the fleet, it's only right I anchor the boat. Throw tight like a pit when you aim for the throat. Far as the fleet, it's only right I anchor the boat. Salute my nigga.
We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something don't
run with.
We run teams,
yeah.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
boy.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
man.
We run teams,
yes.
We run teams,
something
don't run with.
Big shout out to T Sabotage called We Run Things. We Run Things. Yo, big shout out to him, man. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. So if anyone want to call in, talk about Los versus Personality, because we're about to move on that topic. 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. We about to go on to number 3 song. My boy Concept got some new words called The Word, bro. So you already know, C56 Entertainment. Let's get it. Well, before we get into that, let's just get into
it. You are now listening to a Cheddar production.
Yeah. Concept. New wave. Yeah. North. Forsaken. Those are wish possessed, no knowledge or confirmation. I ain't perfect, and I don't fear Satan. But I apologize if I fail trying to meet your expectations. I'm living, I spend most of my days getting money, fucking women. Fornication is a must. I was white for no help, but that's a given. Cut them off my pimp hand, make the best decisions. Just don't get hit by the dope. Don't tell me my fate. Man, I don't want to be surprised, so when I die, I'll be straight. Just let me know if I'ma make it, am I losing this race? Cause like I told you before, I got enough on my plate. And you know this, man. And I just want success. A woman I can trust that can't live without some sex. I need my team seeing checks, I'm trying to flex. Fucking diamonds and grills, cars and mills, a mansion, weed out back. I need like every strain in my field. I touch my fault, but I must say shit real nowadays. Money's slow, but naturally I find a way. Hood mindset, I'ma grind for mine. I was designed this way, and I know it's coming. If they get hooked, maybe die this way. That light shining my way, and I'm running. I'm on green screen, pipe in hand, shots jumping, I'm out. This that wave shit, I'm godlike. Super flow, I'm side nice, and I rhyme right. I ain't got a price, y'all sold out. Jumping on that camera with your eyes, when he rolled out. Stomp his face, he gon' understand the night. Do this raw, I can't hold out. Don't OD, might kill your life. Don't owe me, might kill your wife. I'm never lonely. My crew here, run up in your shit like who here, take two here. Fuck nigga, I swear that I smell pussy over there where you live. And I've been waiting since March, we surfed into the new year. Gang blowing, Pauly bottles, Magley brought like two here. Prancy Wiley, and all black, he brought a suit here. Find your body at the dock, grabbing gloves. I'ma need me like two pair. Killing every rapper that's striving for equal stature. My first tape was legendary, drop a sequel, I'll cause a rapture. But I love my people, the game's fucked up. I try to reach them, there's only so much I can teach them. And they feed off my failures, I ain't too fond of leeches. Named after a prophet, but it's ironic, I'm rhyming like preachers. That's the word.
Yo, big shout out to Concept. It's called The Word, man. I fucks with it, man. That's like number three song of the week. You already know.
Hell yeah. Real for all, I was about to be like 5-0. Hell no.
Nah, man. Here we come.
I plus play like, what the fuck? But I'm like, nah, that's the song. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
No, Fly Guy got the same instrumental, man. So, same shit.
Yeah, that's the boy Concept, The Word, man. He definitely snapped on that drone, man. Shout out to my boy Concept, Northside.
So next week we got an interview with some young woman that raps and everything. We're going to get to know her and ask her some crazy questions like me and Knock usually do. We'll get to know her rap history, you know, what made her want to rap and everything. And we're going to have probably two interviews in April. Maybe we should broadcast the fight, right?
Yeah, we should.
We should go to the Buffalo Wild. I'm trying to go to the Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm gonna be 21 by the time then.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get there early, man.
You think it's gonna be that packed there?
Yeah, I remember the last fight Mayweather was in. We tried to go there.
It was so packed.
That shit was packed like a mug. Hell no, it was so packed you couldn't even get in.
Yeah, it was that bad. Yeah. We're gonna have to find somewhere because I heard the fight was like $100. Like, bitch, I ain't going. I'm not buying that.
I think it's more. You know, this is the most anticipated fight of this motherfucker, I guess, generation. But
I'm charging $50 for everybody to come in.
Damn.
Nah, man, I want to see that fight, man. Mayweather, Pacquiao, May 2nd, Saturday, probably like 12 or 1 a.m. Well, it'll be May 3rd, but, you know, they have like four fights before the main event type thing. So, depending on how long they are, it's depending on when Mayweather and them fight, man. So, we got two more songs left, and we was going to talk about child support, but we're going to talk about it the next time we get on. We're going to get on with these last songs of the week. The number two song we got is called Ain't No Telling by my boy HB Samson. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. It's the new HB, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Samson always got some new work. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Samson. Drake, what up? Yeah. What you say,
Ain't no telling.
Ain't no telling over here, 856 CMD shit, we in here.
I be on the grind, going hard 24/7. When I'm gon' stop, bitch? Ain't no telling. Got an old homie right now, coming from the heavens with a guy. Can you fucking smell it? Niggas never help me, so don't ask for my help, motherfucker, cause I never help it. I'm tryna get this money all night. Fuck a bitch, I made that money come all night. Ain't no telling.
Spit a little of my juice, eh? Still getting faded, yeah, we call it getting boosted, eh? Got a lot of living and I ain't done yet. HB Samson, young OG vet, I'm a nutcase. Fuck around and get your boy backspace. Want it now, fuck later, cause I can't wait. A nigga kinda skinny, but my name hold weight. My name hold weight, got weed, looking for a screen. I'm tryna stretch out my money just like a limousine. I got a city lit up with the flick of a bick. I roll with shooters who purchase inches to dump a clip. Yeah, CMD, yeah, we running shit. We all about getting money and we be gunning shit. Samson flipping that money just like a somersault. And I can get everything except get caught. Samson.
I be on the grind, going hard 24/7. When I'm gon' stop, bitch? Ain't no telling. Got an old homie right now, coming from the heavens with a guy. Can you fucking smell it? Niggas never help me, so don't ask for my help, motherfucker, cause I never help it. I'm tryna get this money all night. Fuck a bitch, I make that money come all night. Ain't no telling.
Okay, I had to switch the flow up on you niggas. Kinda funny how this little nigga grew up on you niggas. All the bitches try to call a nigga ugly. Now it's funny cause they all wanna fuck this ugly nigga. Feel like Jigga when I'm counting up the figures. Bro almost killed himself with his hands in the liquor. When I drive by, I'm feeling like a million. Ain't no telling how the haters really feeling. Smoking God gift, that's the medical healing. If you need the loud boy, that's the medical billing. Yeah, I say more, I smoke the blunts the size of midgets. So baby, come get with it, let me get them digits. Pulled in the icy, grind getting feisty. Why would you think I care if you don't like me? World on the shoulder, feeling like a boulder. It's real in the field and niggas getting killed and smoking on exotic trees, Hawaiian and Brazilian. Can't stop till I'm sitting on a million. What's inside my pocket, the cream cheese filling. Samson.
I be on the grind, going hard 24/7. When I'm gon' stop, bitch? Ain't no telling. Got an old homie right now, coming from the heavens with a guy. Can you fucking smell it? Niggas never help me, so don't ask for my help, motherfucker, cause I never help you. I'm tryna get this money all night. Fuck a bitch, I make that money come all night. Fuck a bitch, I make that money come all night.
Shout out to HB Samson called No Telling. We about to play the last song of the evening called Astro by AWOL. AWOL. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get it.
Squat.
Hey, no, I'm that go getter. They call me that go go getter. Hey, no, I'm that go getter. Hey, fresh up.
the table, willing and able to hold this thing steady when things get unstable. Just call on AWOL, but don't call him asshole. He know what he's doing, he's worth all the hassle. Y'all send him packing, now y'all need him back. These new niggas rapping, most y'all niggas whack. Y'all verses be bullshit, y'all hooks be too flat. But all my shit's pushing, I thank God for that. I'm fly as an astro, these hoes call me asso. I'm deep in my back row, I'm reaching my plateau. There's no more to ask for, I got what I asked for. So just call me AWOL and try not with asshole. Just call me AWOL. They know I'm that go get off. They call me that go go get off. They know I'm that go get off. They call me that don't call me asshole. Just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. See, that's your problem, you're too involved with everyone else instead your own involvement. I'm speaking knowledge, cause y'all need some college. Y'all probably won't listen, so why even bother? For those that are writing, I need you some science. My album's a riot, so go out and buy it. My city's behind it, these niggas is blinded. Y'all see me, I'm shining. I see you, you trying. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole. I know I'm that go get off. They call me that go go. Don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable, so don't call me asshole. I know I'm a go-getter. They call me that go-go-getter.
Yeah, man, that was the boy Astro.
AWOL.
That's AWOL. Okay, that's AWOL. Song is called Astro. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we're coming to an end. I was going to do my shout-outs, but we got 10 seconds, man. Shout-out to everybody who like my status. It's the boy, Knock the God.
Yo, we out, man. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. We're going to be interviewing Rhonda. Hit me up. We out. You pop like KBDCF.